Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, I'm John Kelly with my good friend, the man, the myth, the legend, Jeremiah Stringer. How are we today, man?
Merry Christmas.
It is the Christmas edition in November of the Backpacking Podcast. We had other plans for tonight, but the virus that shall remain unnamed caused an issue for that. So it's you and I tonight, man.
It's us. We are bringing the Christmas spirit. If you are just listening, John and I have our, I don't know what you really call these besides like the Santa hats.
I don't know. I've had this hat for like 10, 15 years, man. You know, like even Jeff Peters likes my hat. Look at this, man. Animal print. Rawr.
Have you watched this new movie on Netflix, A Boy Named Christmas?
No. Okay. Did not.
It is a very, I won't deep dive into it, obviously, but it's a very good movie, and it does share the origin of not only Christmas, Christmas spirit and all that stuff, but also where this hat came from. It is an integral part of the movie. I urge everyone to go watch it, but not until the podcast is over.
Well, just to mess up everybody's betting tonight, did they talk about poop during the movie?
No poop talk during the movie.
But we've now mentioned it, so whoever bet that was going to happen at a certain point in this, they just got their whole bet messed up. So we've got people asking questions right now. We're on the wrong side of the screen. It's messing up my universe. Yep, Ben, that's on purpose. We got to change it up sometimes, man.
Did you really?
Got to change it up.
You really do that on purpose?
I totally did that on purpose. I'm not even lying. Totally did it on purpose. No, it's not a stripper hat unless you're talking to Jeremiah. It could be with Jeremiah.
It's not.
Of course, love to wander. Christmas poop, poop, poop. That came in. John has been watching a very Tiger King Christmas. Is that a real thing?
Because
if it is, I want to go watch that.
I've watched the first episode of the new season of Tiger King.
There's a new episode, a new season of Tiger King right now.
Yeah, I'm one episode deep. I actually brought it up to Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir. He and I went backpacking over the weekend. Snuck away for a little overnighter, a couple nights, actually.
Down in the Big South Fork, right?
Down in the Big South Fork. Ran into Nicole Hikes a lot. Just out of nowhere, man. And
that's twice that's happened, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it in a second. But anyway, I told him, hey, man, have you been watching this new season of Tiger King? And, of course, everybody's mind is blown that there's a new season. But, of course, Netflix is making a ton of money. So they're going to make another season. But I think this season, I could be wrong, is about Carol Baskin, basically, trying to get Joe out of jail. I've seen Trump not pardon him. Of course, I lived through that. So
we all lived through that one. We all lived through that one.
But, yeah, dude. Okay, so
dude, people are asking more questions on here now.
Oh, this is supposed to be a Q&A.
Yeah, Wander with Mike wants to know if there's Go-Nex stocking stuffer ideas. You know, man, their cook kit for a beginner is fantastic. Go get you one. That'd be great.
Hey, speaking of stocking stuffers, somebody sent me a DM on Instagram either today or yesterday and was asking about what kind of like mattress pad pump do I use in order to like not have to blow up my pad, you know, whenever I'm backpacking.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, I think that would make a great stocking stuffer idea. I think that's a good idea. Unless, aren't stocking stuffers supposed to be only like a couple bucks?
Not necessarily. You have to fit in a stocking.
Well, that pump definitely fits in the stocking. You know, they're like the Neo Air X-Lite's what? Inch or two?
Is that the Flex Tail?
No.
Is that what it's called?
The Flex Tail is by a different company. They sent me one of those. I've tried it out, but I always had to keep charging it. I mean, like, I'll use it and then, like, just leave it in the box. and then get it out again like a month later and it's dead. That could be completely normal. I don't know.
The stringer pump. Throw your head on it and call it merch. There you go, Jeremiah. You finally have your merch. Speaking of that, before we get too far into this, the fake news needs to go up, but this week's fake news is different. Because in this week's fake news, it's all about Cyber Monday. So this is going to be an episode that solely focuses all of our fake news on deals that are not actually happening in the backpacking world. So with that said, here's fake news.
Yeah, and if you don't know about the fake news, well, you have to watch on the Backpacking Podcast on YouTube to see that. But, you know, I think that aren't we working on getting all the episodes like video as well? And when I say we, I mean I was supposed to do it a month ago, but video on it's supposed to.
There is that, yes.
It's on Spotify, right? So if you're listening on Spotify, like Joe Rogan, they pretty much invented video for podcasting because Joe Rogan went over to Spotify. And he was like, hey, we got to do video on this too. And so now they're starting to release it to, you know, the big timers like us.
The massive podcasts.
I think
where our total plays don't match up to his one episode.
Yeah, not even close, man. Not even a fraction. But
not even near it. Not even near it.
That's okay.
So here's we got some great stuff going on here, man. There's some great. I don't know if you've been reading over here.
I haven't been reading. I saw what you put up.
It says we've got that the Pizza Ninja just lost his poop bingo. The Tiger King new season starts slow but gets good. Worth a watch.
I'll check it out.
Backpacking with Buckley, however, says it did not blow his mind at all.
Yeah.
Did not blow his mind at all.
Well, Joe's in jail. He's in jail.
Yeah.
He's still in jail right now. So it's hard to have it blow your mind when the first season, you know, he's not in jail and you're getting to see the experience that is Joe Exotic. What, man?
His music videos were the best.
The cover.
The music videos were the best. The fact that he actually thought people believed that was him singing. That was maybe my favorite part of that whole show.
that was
the music video. That's just awesome. We got a real question.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is the first real question. Jeff Peters wants to know, what's your favorite hiker movie and which one you want to watch?
Oh, man. I feel like I read more hiking books than I watch the movie for.
Yeah, for me, it's easy. It's My Mile and a Half. I love that movie. Like, I've watched it like 150 times. Like, it's the John Muir Trail. I mean, it's awesome. So I'm a huge fan of that movie.
What's your favorite, I guess you'd say, either full fictional or semi-fictional, you know, exaggerated, if you had to pick one of those?
About hiking?
Yeah, hiking and backpacking. Because, you know, like, we were talking to Christine last week, and I was asking her, like, her book is memoir style. And I was like, how hard is it? Because if I was writing that, I'd be like, I'm dressing to impress, baby. Hey, you're going to read this. You're going to get a lot of exaggeration. But hers is, like, very truthful. And, you know, you have to do that when it comes to, like, anything that's not a straight documentary. You know, everything has to, there has to be some drama, dramatization. You know, you have to bend some things that happen. So I'm sure that happens. Right. In the hiking and backpacking movies. So we'll call it semi-fictional. What would be your favorite?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I've got a movie that's just about... Everest is pretty cool. Everest is pretty cool. But that's so, like, over-the-top fictional, you know.
Yeah,
that movie's the reason my wife won't let me climb Everest.
I'm going to say Cop Out, Walk in the Woods, but I like the book, man.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, the book is like goes in depth on a lot of like real issues when it comes to saving the environment and like preserving the backcountry. But the movie, I mean, it's entertainment, right?
Right, right.
So,
I don't know. I've never seen it. I've heard good things about it, but like I get more into the documentary style movies when it's about the outdoors. I don't really get into a lot of the fictiony stuff. Because they always overdo it on things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, for me, it's just not that exciting. I don't know.
Yeah, Dixie on YouTube, Homemade Wonderlust, she has a video that's basically her reacting to like different backpacking movies and how realistic is it.
Yeah. And that one was one of them. That movie was one of those.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I asked you about that Christmas movie a minute ago, and I saw him making a fire, and I was like, there's no way, man. That fire would never light the way he's doing it. This is so unrealistic, but, you know, it's a movie.
That's all good. Well, I do know the movie I want to see is not out yet. And it's, I don't know if it's actually, if you'd call it a movie or just a full-length documentary, but Pie on the Trail, who we had on not too long ago on the podcast, he's actually doing a full-length documentary about his trip to Iceland. And I'm really interested in that because that's one of those like bucket list places I want to go. I want to go to Iceland and go backpacking out there. Just I've seen the mountains and the cliffs and the views. And honestly, man, that's the place I want to go see.
Yeah, dude, that's like a different world, I would assume. Yeah. I've never been there either. But from what he told us on the podcast, you know, like the them kind of making their own. If I remember right, they kind of made their own route. And
yeah,
you basically just had to like pick the lines of weakness and keep walking. Different world.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And just the views, man. It's just like a whole different, I mean, it's a different country. So obviously it's a different world than what we're used to. But like just the cliffs, the mountains, the topography of the whole thing just looks unreal. I got to see it. Okay, so Gonex stockings have the bottoms cut out so the items fall through. That was Inkblots. Inkblots always has good stuff. Armand, I really need a Gonex quilt. What two eating should I get for low 20s?
I don't know two what that eating. Means.
I don't either. Maybe he'll change that. I think Jeremiah hikes would go great in someone's stocking.
Oh, stickers?
Yeah, that sticker, like Jeremiah hikes sticker would be
so
great.
So I don't really know what sticker I want yet, but I discovered what I don't want. I don't want a sticker that doesn't have the peel off on the back. You know how like they'll put a little slit in the wax paper on the back of the sticker or whatever that paper
is? Yeah.
Okay, and then it's really easy to peel off. But if they don't have that slit on the back, then you're like picking and picking and picking. Sometimes you damage the sticker. You know, I think I've decided I don't want the no slit on the back. So we're one step closer to Jeremiah Stringer Hike stickers. One step closer.
We're getting closer to those bougie items that come from Jeremiah Stringer Hikes.
You got to have it well thought out, man. The merch should be like the Yeti of backpacking merch.
Ooh, the Yeti. You want to be the Yeti, huh?
Hey, man.
That's impressive. That's impressive. I'm not going to lie. That's really impressive. If you can pull that off, count me in as one of your first customers.
Yeah, I'll put you as the first investor.
You should. You should. it says, okay, I'll take an X-Therm rolled up in my stocking. Wouldn't we all take an X-Therm rolled up in our stocking? That would be nice. Buckley says, Ben needs to release the booties for the holidays. Okay, did you see the video Hilltop Packs put out?
No, I did not.
With the Dyneema booties?
Oh, I haven't seen
that. That you can put, like, you know, okay, so real quick, let me show you something.
All right.
I'm in my garage, right? It's 40-something degrees outside, and it's just not all that, like, warm currently. Sorry, my camera's acting weird. It's not actually focusing well. But I've got these booties right here, and I'm wearing them as we're sitting here talking, right? Just a pair of down booties, no big deal. But here's the thing. Down booties don't always do so hot when they get soaking wet because of snow or rain or whatever it is, right?
Uh-huh.
So what would happen if you made a Dyneema booty that you could put over your down booty when you have to go to the bathroom and just slide them on real quick? They weigh like less than an ounce a piece. You know what I mean?
They'd have to weigh like a fraction of nothing. Like
exactly. And Ben created these and did a video of them.
Oh, is he personalizing those?
He's thinking about making that a product that they sell.
That's a good idea. I wonder what the market's like for something like that.
I don't know, man. But all I know is count me in.
Yeah. I don't know if those ones you're wearing are synthetic or down, but definitely, like, even if they were synthetic, you don't want them getting wet.
Right, right. You definitely don't want that.
But it's like a, it's basically like those things that, like a medical professional would wear over their shoes, right? But for down booties made of Dyneema. So it weighs nothing and it's water protective.
Right. I think it's a great idea. And he put the video out and there was a huge response from people. Like people were just going nuts over them. So
is Ben
I'm
on
interested
here?
To see what happens with it.
Ben,
what's that?
Ben was on here earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah. Didn't you post you want to tell Ben he needs to do this?
No. Well, I want to know if, so my feet didn't sweat. I took down booties with me this weekend and the temperatures, like the high was in the mid 30s during one of the days that I was out there. And
yeah.
That night, I mean, it was cold for me, you know, low 20s. I wore down booties and I should have brought sock liners probably, but I just put my feet just straight into the down booty and no sock liner. And they didn't sweat at all. Now, they were freezing cold before I put them in there, but they didn't sweat. So I wonder if your feet would sweat, you know, if you're using the Dyneema around the booties.
I don't know, man. It'd be interesting to check out, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Definitely wouldn't want skin-on-skin contact, you know, very much with it. But I think you'd be okay. I think because your sleeping bag and stuff absorbs a lot of the oils and sweat. You know, throughout the night, it'd probably be the same thing with the booties.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right about that. But I think it's a great idea. I mean, they'd be waterproof. They're easy to slide on and slide off. You just put them like if you're in a tent, you just keep them in your vestibule. If you're in your hammock, you just keep them underneath your hammock.
Yeah. Cause you don't have to sleep in them. So you don't have to worry about sweating in them at night.
No. And you've got those hooks on the end of your hammock. If you had a little loop on them or something, you could actually hang them off the side of your hammock if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's true.
So that'd be kind of cool. Anyways, let's go on here. We got Armand. Okay, he said, I really want to go next quilt. What temp rating should I get for a low 20s? I would say the best temp rating for a Go-Nex quilt would be don't buy one.
I would love that. Go-Nex, if you're listening, I would love to try out a Go-Nex quilt.
You would love to try it on a Go-Nex quilt.
I would, man. I get that 0-degree Go-Nex quilt. I'd use it in the 50s all summer because that's basically probably what it would be.
Probably like 73 as the comfort rating.
Yeah, you can only use it on the hottest days of the year.
Yeah, that's it, but it's a 20 degree. It's a 20 degree. Okay, so who was the secret guest that had to back out? Oh, I don't think we could tell that right now, can we?
I don't think so either.
We got to hold that out. We got to hold out. It's worth holding out for.
Yeah, that's a big time. The guest that was supposed to be on tonight was Hunter and Taps. And they did the AT, and we're definitely going to get them on here because I want to hear what their experience was like. So if you're talking about tonight, that's who it was. But due to COVID, you know, that complicated thing. So John and I, but the other guest that was supposed to be here November the 15th, because I had the date burned into my mind.
Oh, it was depression for Jeremiah. It really was. He was so upset.
When I sent the email back, I literally put, I could not be more disappointed right now. That's what I put. And that's what I told John too.
Oh, you were so excited, man. This was like, there are moments in your life where you're like, okay, finally, I finally got it. I got that one thing I wanted.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
Slipped through my grasp.
So close.
But you know what? There's always tomorrow.
There is. There's always tomorrow. And there's always this next season, which by the way, we're starting a new season, you know, in January? February, I guess, on the live streams. Live streams are starting a new season in February.
Yeah, we will keep, of course, like we said previously, we will keep the content coming, so you're not going to go without. You just need to make sure you're here Wednesdays at, what time we release those, like 6 a.m.?
6 a.m. every Wednesday.
So that's what time we release the podcast every week. So it will still be here, just no live stream for the next few Mondays, but starting the new season soon, man. I'm excited.
Oh, there's a lot of good stuff that's coming. We're actually already recorded through the end of December, which is crazy to think about. But
I'm so excited to hear what people think about the episode. I'll give a little teaser here. Sorry, John.
Keep going, because I'm going to say something after you're done with this. You're good.
My little teaser is we have an episode coming out, and it'll be on YouTube and every other streaming platform you normally use. And we picked a piece of gear and pretty much ripped it to shreds. And we may have already
made it better. We made it better.
Yeah, we made it better. And you know, there was something else I was thinking we need to fix on it. Did we talk about it last week? I feel like we talked about it on the...
I don't remember if we did or not, man. Well, I don't remember if we did or not.
I'm not going to mention it, but I'll tell you off air, there's another really broken part about this specific piece of gear that everybody needs to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, and we fixed it.
Well, I hope
Oh, and next month after the episode has come out and we're back doing these things again, or in a couple months, whenever it is, somebody else already came out with this item with the fix that I said for it.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you. I saw a video today about it. And I was all excited. I was like, see, I'm right.
You are right. You're just
something else that you can look forward to in these next few episodes. I'm not sure if it's the next one or the second one, the one after it, but we have a new trail name for Jeremiah.
Oh my good Lord. I told Jason about this and he was like,
I don't care what Jason has to say. We might have a new trail name for you. So It may be coming. I'm going to work really hard to make this happen. So that's going to be coming up too. So you guys make sure you check that out. Okay. Much hate for the Harbaughs. I couldn't agree like 100,000% more, man. Here's the thing.
Tell me what happened, dude. I was in the woods.
I'm ready. I'm ready for all the Michigan people. Go ahead and bring it. You got your one win in 10 years. Give it to me.
Oh,
bring
get,
it.
Get wrecked.
Give me a hard time. I got, dude, if you knew the Instagram messages and Facebook messages and stuff that I got from people going, so how you guys going to talk about Michigan on Monday night? You going to talk about that Michigan-Ohio State game?
Somebody
dude,
sent you
I,
that?
I got
hilarious.
It, man. People were giving me a hard time, man. you know what, though? 10 years of pent-up frustration would make me do the same thing, maybe. You know what I mean?
Well, so even blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right?
That's true. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. So check this out. You guys should do the Santa backpacking challenge. You have to dress like Santa. You can't bring a backpack and you have to use a sack and you can only eat Christmas food.
Whose idea is this? Is this Pizza
Ninja? That's Pizza Ninja,
is
man.
Is that Pizza Ninja's idea or is this a thing?
That's awesome.
That would be that's kind of the Grandma Gatewood style, right?
Yeah, that's what she did. She's carried a bag over her shoulder.
Yeah, just over the shoulder. You can only eat Christmas food, though. So what could you eat? You eat candy canes? That's a Christmas food.
Dude, we eat ham on Christmas.
Yeah, ham. Plenty of ham. I could eat all that comfort food. In fact, you know what I did over the weekend for my food the first night? It was Thanksgiving on Thursday of last week, and I ate plenty of Thanksgiving food and then took some leftovers and brought them with me out on the trail. So the first night on trail, I had sweet potato casserole and I had corn. I know you're doing the keto thing.
Oh, man. That sounds good, though, dude.
Mac and cheese and turkey and stuffing. I mean, ham. It was delicious. And Jason, he had bacon wrapped around tenderloin, if I remember right. So he wasn't doing too shabby himself either.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's some good food, man. You guys weren't messing around.
Dude, it's the holidays come around. You got to savor it.
Dude, if you knew how much I love turkey.
Oh, I don't know.
I got this gallon bag of like leftover turkey in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah, what kind?
I just ate one of the legs tonight.
So you're dark turkey meat?
Yeah, I like dark meat better. I think it has better flavor to it. But I like it all. Like I like it more. That doesn't mean I don't like the other.
Interesting.
I just like turkey. I just like turkey. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Okay. What other questions?
It's all good. Let's see. Reese Witherspoon has an epic opening scene in Wild.
Yeah, we'll get her eventually. We'll see what she thought.
Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie, and they kind of hike too.
Okay, that's a stretch. Friday the Hiker.
Oh, here's a good one. A Free Solo was great. Granted, it's very hiking, but still great.
Free Solo.
So the guy climbs up or does the free climbing?
Yeah. What's his name?
Are you going to say Han Solo?
No, I wasn't going to say. It's like Honnold.
It's the movie about Han Solo climbing up a mountain.
No, you know, all those people that do the climbing, typically you have to hike quite a bit. In fact, at some, yeah. sometimes you are like backpacking multiple days to do these climbs. Now, don't take my word for that because I'm not a climber, but from what I saw, they sleep up there. Sometimes they'll put like their, it's basically like a cot suspended in air and they hang off the side of the mountain sometimes. And
yeah, I'm like, no, thank you.
No, it's too scary, man. I'm just afraid.
Yeah, I'm not even going to pretend like I'm manly enough for that. I'm just not. There are women out there more manly than me when it comes to that kind of stuff. They can hang from the sides of those cliffs, and I am very proud of the fact that they can do that.
Have you ever been like in a really, really tall building? I mean, super tall.
Yeah, Sears Tower. Well, and it's not Sears Tower anymore. What's it called now? The
I don't know. Probably whoever paid enough to put their name on it.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called anymore.
So have you ever been like had a like a full face glass up on one of those really tall floors and you walk over there and you're like, I know I'm on the inside, but I'm a little sketched out being here on like the 70th floor looking down over everything.
Have you been to the Empire State Building?
No, never.
Oh, dude, the Empire State Building is awesome. You can, I mean, it's just like a ledge with a railing and you just can stand and kind of look over the edge.
Is it a glass floor?
No, it's not a glass floor, but you can feel the building swaying in the wind.
I got to try that, man. Bridget is...
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
She's really wanting to head up to the New England area, so maybe that could be a pit stop. She wants to go to New York for Christmas, not this Christmas, but at some point.
See the Macy's Parade?
I guess so. But I tell her, I'm a little old Kentucky boy. Like, that's a big city, man. That's a big city.
It's awesome though. New York City's a lot of fun. I've been there several times. It's a cool place. I had a buddy that actually went to the Macy's Parade this year.
Oh, I watched a little of it on TV.
Yeah, he liked it. It was good stuff. Okay, here's another one. Iceland is awesome. I highly recommend it. I would love to know who the Pizza Ninja is because I have a feeling he's way more interesting than we are.
I never want to find out because it'll remove the mystery.
That's true.
Pizza.
That's true. We don't want to lose the mystery of the Pizza Ninja. Doc Watson says the Lion King 1.5. Timon does quite a bit of hiking to find a new home. Okay, no joke. I've got a 3 to 4 year old. We just watched this last week, so I know exactly what he's talking about right now. That's hilarious. Let's see. I don't understand all the excitement about stickers. Can someone explain? So you guys explain to Doc about the stickers and all that good stuff.
He might be asking why do people get so excited about stickers? And I'm kind of like, man, what do I do with all these stickers? I made like a sticker board out of them. I started putting them on my backpacking containers and stuff.
Yeah, I just put them on all my containers. I mean, I can't think of anything else to do with them.
I said, Bridget, you want me to stick these on the cooler? She said, nope. I said, okay, we'll keep it clean.
We won't mess with that then. Ben McMillan says, you spent more time thinking about sticker backing than he did about getting married a second time.
Ben, you're so funny.
Oh, that's really funny, man. Chris Acone says, beware of the Yeti. Pizza Ninja wants to know if your stickers are going to be scratch and sniff. Oh,
that could be a scary situation.
Would it smell like hiker trash?
Smell like, you know what your sleeping bag smells like when you unzip it after the fourth day of not showering?
Yes.
Yeah, it's awful, man. That's what they smell like.
So hiker trash, just make it smell like hiker trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Smell like equal parts, human waste, sweat, dirt, and just funk.
I want to
like
go
old
take,
cheese.
Now I want to take a shower.
I know, it's just gross. Let's see. Partner with Sketching Summits. She does these awesome hologram stickers with cool scenic views. Throw a red beard on there and we're golden. I'm guessing you're a red beard.
What's that mean? Throw a red beard.
Well, you have a red beard, bro. Like, it's pretty easy to figure out.
But there
out.
Is a
like,
re- there's a red beard, though, right?
Well, yeah, there is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to steal his thunder.
Nah. We got someone from Southern Dax. What's up, Brian? What's Dax?
I think Adirondacks.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, I like this. Chris Acone is calling those Dyneema booties Ben booties.
May have traction. Chris says the Ben booties may have traction.
Yep, as in people might buy them.
Oh, I was thinking like you could slip and fall.
Well, I'm sure he'll have that kind of traction too, but I think he was going with I think people want to buy them. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're a little smarter, man. Probably.
But I wouldn't go there. You're the teacher. You're the smart guy. Let's keep going down through here. Oh my gosh, booty sweat sounds like something from the Tropic Thunder movie. Now that movie was something else.
Booty sweat, man, gross. It's real. Ugh.
See, Gonex quilt tissue paper with holes in it. Oh, man. Ink blots, you make my night, man. That's awesome. Let's see. Let's keep going here. Hilltop Packs jumpsuit would be great for Christmas.
Oh, Hilltop Packs.
You want a Hilltop Packs jumpsuit?
Click on that next comment.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, click on that next one. Music.
One in 20 years? That one? Is that the one you're talking about?
So, Music and Miles, if I remember correctly, I met Music and Miles at Hanson's Point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I met Music Miles, I think it was on a trip with Ben and Dan Becker and Jason. There may have been other people there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure, but he says go blue.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so B3 Outdoor says, Dan Becker may be the face of Outdoor Vitals, but Jeremiah is the face of Gonex.
Oh, man.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Well, I don't know if I go that far.
I don't know if Dan is necessarily the face of Outdoor Vitals, but they keep offering to give him free hiking trips. So,
yeah, man.
I mean, I have a tough time turning that down.
Him and Tyson look like they're having a good time out there.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, loving the Hilltop Packs coffee shirt. Just got mine and can't wait to wear it and reordered some coffee yesterday. Dude, Ben knows what he's doing with coffee, man. Did I tell you I got to actually go in and see them roast coffee?
Yeah, I said, man, that's one of the best smells in the world. You roasting that coffee and then grinding it up, making a fresh brew.
It was so good, man. It was so good. 80K Woods Walker. Uh-huh. He was there with us, and he didn't drink coffee. And then he had some of that. 2 or 3 days later, he's online on Instagram and has posted a photo of a cup of coffee that he's been drinking. And now he's a coffee drinker because of going to Hilltop Packs.
Oh, being converted him?
He converted him in one day, man.
So I drink coffee every day, but decaf. Do you know how many milligrams of caffeine are in decaf?
Not a clue.
Take a guess. Let's say the average cup of coffee is like 60 to 90 milligrams of caffeine.
I would think it'd be zero because it's decaf, right?
If I remember right, it was 2 milligrams on average. Very,
really?
Very, yeah. I think that for the coffee, like obviously it has caffeine in the beans. Have you ever just chewed up one of the beans?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's caffeine in there, but like the sodas and all that, I think they add synthetic caffeine. I think they literally.
Really?
Yeah, they make caffeine, and then they add it to you like your Mountain Dew or whatever, and then that's how that caffeine gets in there.
Who was it last week that kept getting on Google and looking up stuff to fact check us?
I can't remember, but that's a good idea.
She needs to get on and do that right now and fact check this thing about caffeine. I think that would be good to have. Hey, so. Man. If anybody wants to be our fact checker tonight, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Here we go. They're talking about the food. Remember the food, the Christmas food thing? Instant potatoes and dried cranberries with ham or turkey jerky. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, you have to. You got to take stuff that's backpacking style, so they had to dehydrate it.
Yeah. And then you've got, or with the Santa theme, venison steaks.
Oh.
Dude, I got a buddy who just got 5 deer this year.
Wow.
5.
Wow. That's a lot of deer tags.
Yeah, dude. Not only that, but he's not sharing any of it.
What's he going to do with all that? He must have a giant family.
Bro just wants to eat deer meat every day, man.
How long does deer meat last in a deep freezer?
Hey, at least a year.
Yeah, but you think that he'll eat all that within a year?
With his family, yeah. Yeah, they eat like, he makes this venison chili that's really good.
Man, I love deer meat, but I have to buy it. I just don't. I'm not experienced deer hunter, man. It's a difficult thing. You know, that's like a whole completely different sport or activity or whatever you want to call it.
Right. I was supposed to go this year, and I didn't get to. I was pretty bummed out. So.
Yeah, I haven't been in years. Probably like 5 years at least.
Oh, yeah? That's half a decade, man. What is wrong with you?
I know. Quarter of my life.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, John, if you've not done turkey covered with cheesecloth, slow cooked and basted with broth every 30 minutes till done, you've not had the best turkey yet. Listen, blind hiker, here's the deal. if that's the best turkey ever, I think it's time for you to come down to Kentucky, hang out with Jeremiah and I, make this turkey, and prove it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, here we go.
I'm down for eating it. I have no problem. And if it's the best turkey ever, I will 100% agree with you. But, I mean, we could even do it. I mean, if you want to make it and bring it down here, we'll put you on the live stream while we eat it.
Somebody's getting free turkey out of this.
That's all I'm saying. If you will make that turkey, we will eat that live on the live stream. We'll do it at Jeremiah's house. He's got a bigger house than I do. He lives in a fancy brand new house. We can use Jeremiah's kitchen. I'm sure he'll be upset to get free turkey.
I love free turkey. Yeah, dude.
I think it's a great idea. Like, if you're willing to do it, man, bring it down.
Yeah, I'll try that turkey, the blind hiker.
I'll try it. I'm totally down with that. Bushwhacked is the best hiking movie. I don't know Bushwhacked.
Yeah, I never heard of that. That one.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Let's find out. Okay, everybody's telling me that the Sears Tower is the Willis Tower now. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the Willis Tower. I couldn't remember what it was called. I knew that it was a different name now, but I just couldn't remember what it was. Also, Jeff Peters hates the glass floors in tall buildings.
Yeah, don't blame him, especially if you're scared of heights.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a place, the Grand Canyon, that's like a looping walk around off of one of the cliffs of the Grand Canyon that's glass?
I don't know. There's
sure there's one out there.
It's got a lot of things to offer the Grand Canyon. I know you can take a helicopter ride down into it and picnic in there.
Yeah, I actually watched, that was something I watched on, was it National Geographic or something like that? It was these guys that hiked the difficult version of the Grand Canyon. So they hiked from one end of the Grand Canyon all the way to the other end.
Uh-huh.
And like, there were a few times where it was kind of shady, like really risky where they were hiking. But there was one point where they got to where there's like literally hundreds of helicopters that land throughout the day. So if you're hiking, all you're hearing is helicopters the whole day.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's absolutely miserable.
I had a buddy that him and another group of guys, like they took a trip out west. They went and saw a bunch of different stuff. And one thing was the Grand Canyon. And he said that they didn't have any equipment. So they were wanting to do a day hike. They flew out west from Kentucky and Tennessee and then just bought the stuff at Walmart. He's like, I just bought the cheapest stuff I could find and then hiked down. And he said, it's like a completely different world, the Grand Canyon, but got a little sketchy because if you're day hiking and you're in a different area and you don't know what time the sun sets and then you're 8 miles deep into a canyon, all of a sudden it can turn ugly. But he said they got out of there, man, and they couldn't really stay much longer. No headlamp. I mean, no equipment, right? So
right,
you turn into
I've heard dehydration is one of the most dangerous parts about it. Like if you're not careful, you can really get in trouble with dehydration.
Yeah, I guess it's desert, right? So
yeah,
it'd be easy to do.
Now, you've got the Colorado River running right through it. Isn't it the Colorado River that runs through the Grand Canyon? And so you've got water sources, but a lot of times when you're hiking, you're not anywhere near that. So you really have to load up on the water. We just got an invite to come up to Western New York. We have to check out Eternal Flame Falls.
Oh,
Flame Falls. That sounds cool.
If you go up there, you'll figure out who the Pizza Ninja is.
Ooh. But do we want to have that ruined for us?
Well, if he wears a ninja mask the entire time.
If he wears a ninja mask the entire time, I say we go. I said that's the only way we're going is if you wear a ninja mask the entire time and you talk in a weird voice so we don't actually know what your voice sounds like.
It's the inaugural hike of going with subscribers.
Yes, the inaugural subscriber hike.
Yeah, maybe the only one ever.
It might be. Dude, I'll tell you, we need to do the Grand Canyon and we need to like document it through podcasting.
What do you mean by that? You mean like do an episode a night while you're out there?
Do an episode a night while we're out there.
yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun to do?
Yeah. I don't know if you could do an episode or not, though. Maybe if you did,
record it.
What if you did 20-minute episodes and made them an hour long total, like added three of them together, and then you publish those in a series? I think that would be really good, and it would take 20 minutes of your night instead of however long, you know, that you were going to be talking for. Because we've done around the campfire, I really liked that. That was fun.
Here's my question. Can we only talk for 20 minutes?
I think that we can talk. I think we could talk all night. I'm just saying, you know, podcast, maybe you want to set it aside and talk about some other things that aren't related to things that you talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, that could be cool.
People could love that. I have no idea.
I don't know. Oh, wow. I just had some. This is a first. How about a classy JK logo on a merino wool skull cap?
Hey, there you go.
I don't think that's a bad idea, actually.
Is the skull cap, is that the down, like beanie?
Yeah, it's just merino wool skull cap, yeah. It's just a beanie.
Oh, okay.
It's just another name for a beanie. But yeah. Dude, that's not a bad idea. I just have to find someone who makes merino wool skull caps that would let me put my logo on it.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
You better do your research, man, before you start sticking that logo on anything.
Listen, once I hit 13,000 subscribers,
yeah,
I will do merch. Yeah. I won't do like Jeremiah Stringer and say at 10,000 I'll do merch, and then at 25,000 I'm still sitting here going, well, I figured out I don't like the backing on stickers that unless it's cut down the middle.
It doesn't have to be the middle. It could be anywhere. And I looked on your channel, man, and you are getting very close. You're over 12,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Just crossed 12,000. So, like, if I hit 13,000, because 13 is my lucky number, I hit 13,000, I will do merch. And I have a feeling I'm still going to end up doing merch before you do.
Now, that could be a possibility, but I want some of this John Kelly, formerly known as JK is Hiking merch.
Ah, the former. I could do vintage gear that says JK is Hiking.
I see.
I won't be doing that. So,
what else we got?
We just invented hiker scented candles, hiker trash, ramen noodle scent, and trail mix scent.
Oh man,
that's great. I mean, you can also do like outdoorsy smells, like pine. You can do a pine one, right?
Pine, cedar, definitely.
Yeah, cedar would be a great one. They don't all have to smell bad.
No. But they probably not mostly bad. Will.
But here's the thing. If you're trying to get people out of your house, like, you know how sometimes you have guests over and they just stay too long and you're like, I really got to go to bed soon. You could light up that hiker trash candle. And I guarantee within 5 minutes, people are out the door and you're like, hey guys, it was good having you. Have a good night. See ya.
Do you ever,
bye-bye.
Do you ever kick them out?
No. No, I don't kick people out.
I do it every week, man. Every week. We have like a life group get together at my house. And since we moved, we haven't met as much. But before, we met like every week, every either Tuesday or Thursday or whatever, you know, because we schedule the podcast around it sometimes.
Right, right.
And, you know, we'll meet at like 6 or 7 o'clock. But if you're hanging out with your friends, you know, you can hang out all night. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to get up the next morning at 6 or whatever, and you're going to have to work all day. So when bedtime comes around, usually it's Bridget. You know, she's very nice. She's a lot more nicer than I am. She, you know, she'll start urging them out. But I'll be like, guys, I'm going to give us 10 more minutes, then you got to leave. I got to go to bed.
My wife has a code phrase.
Don't tell me, because what if I'm at your house? And she uses the code phrase. I'd be like, all right, Bridget, time to leave.
Hey, but that might be good, because then your wife's not doesn't get upset about what she might be watching right now, so it doesn't matter. So basically, my wife will say, she'll go, well, I think I need to get ready for bed.
Oh, that's not even that.
It's not even subtle. I'm tired. I think I need to get ready for bed. It's kind of one of those things, if you can hang out, but I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
Kind of things. And then she takes off and people are like, well, we probably need to get going too, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Who was it? Did we see it on here or did I see it somewhere else? man, maybe it's on Facebook. I think it was Trips. I think that she said like the north, the mid, like Midwest, northern area, they just give a slap on the knee and stand up. Well, and yep. Then that's their signal.
And it works, dude. I've lived where they live. I didn't know them at the time, but when I lived in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I lived like 20 minutes from them. And they're right. It works every single time.
How do people know?
Every single time.
It's just ingrained in you, I guess.
It is. Well, it looks like Chris Oconee got his coffee from Hilltop Packs. And Doc Watson wants to say that decaf is sad brown water.
I agree, Doc.
Decaf is sad brown water.
I agree.
Okay. How is it a Q&A episode and we're over 30 minutes in without a poop question? We're actually 45 minutes in without a poop question at this point.
We've been 10 to 15 minutes behind on the questions the entire episode because we just keep gabbing about nonsense.
But. Yep. Okay. And Ben McMillan did tell us though about the caffeine. We have our Google person. He is the Google today. Uh-huh. 95 to 97% of the caffeine is removed, leaving 2 to 3 milligrams per cup.
Nailed it. I nailed it, man.
You did good, man. See, I told you you're the smart one in this team. I mean, you really are.
I'm just over here to gloat. That's my job.
That's right. And Hilltop Coffee is blind hikers. It's on this 2022 wish list. Don't make it a wish list. Just buy it, man. You need coffee. Coffee is essential to life. Make it happen. I mean, poor Jeremiah, he hasn't been living life for almost a year now with his eye.
I know, so. Man. The eye's holding me back. It's getting better, though.
Here we go. Venison meat every day. That'll take us to the poop talk.
We're wanting some poop talk. You know, this weekend, whenever I was backpacking, didn't poop one time. Not once.
Not once.
No, and then I got home on Sunday, had to poop like 4 times.
I believe it, because you held it all in, man.
Well, it wasn't
on purpose. Were you prairie dogging at the end?
No. Well, maybe when I was getting home, but whenever I was out there, like the first night, didn't have to go, and then the next morning, I knew we had to drive to a different trailhead, and Jason was like, we'll probably have to fight over the porta potty once we get to this first trailhead, and I'll be like, you go ahead, man. We have to stop at Bandy Creek, and they have heated bathrooms, and I was like, I'm going to use the bathroom there. And I went over there, sat down, nothing. Even took my bidet into that bathroom with me. Pocket
really?
Bidet. Pocket bidet. Fit right in my pocket. Brought it with me. Didn't have to use it. Was a little frustrated, especially since they have Wi-Fi there. And I didn't get the Wi-Fi before I went into the bathroom. And then I just sat there. Didn't have my phone. Very impatient. I mean, I had my phone, but no service.
Nice.
These are first world problems.
First world problems. And the blind hiker, I think, is from Kentucky. Says, come to Carter County next Thanksgiving to my mom, and it'll happen. So this guy, he must be I went to college in Carter County, Kentucky. That's where I went to Kentucky Christian University. And the blind hiker, are you from Kentucky? I mean, we're not going to find out for like 2 hours because we're so far behind on the questions. But
we'll get caught up on the questions.
You need to come out this way, man. Bring that turkey out this way. I'm telling you. Bring it. We'll eat it. I promise.
Now, are there other states that identify where you live via county?
Say that again, no.
You know how, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm from Carter County or I'm from Fayette County or whatever.
Yeah.
But no city. No city in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's pretty typical in Kentucky, though, man, especially if you're a small town. People don't talk about the towns they're from. Like, where I live in Nicholasville, most of the people from Nicholasville, if they're talking to somebody out of state, that's where they live. Said, I live near Lexington.
Yeah, that's
they don't
a
even
call.
Say Nicholasville because nobody knows what Nicholasville is.
Yeah, and I say mine's the Lake Cumberland region because, like, it's a big old lake. A lot of people know the lake, but they don't know, like, the cities or the counties.
Right. Jeff Peters said both John and the dad from A Christmas Story loves turkey. Can you picture John in that movie? It's a major award.
Let's put you in there, man. The remake.
Okay. Funny thing. One of my ornaments is that lamp because A Christmas Story is one of my all time favorite movies.
Seriously,
the leg lamp is one of my ornaments on my Christmas tree. Like, I love that movie.
How risque would that lamp have been? When was that movie?
Like the 50s? Was it the 50s? 60s?
So that lamp was like a scarlet letter, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Now?
It definitely was.
Now there's one in your house. Smaller version.
Very small. And it's not illuminated.
Yeah.
And you have to look for it. So.
Oh, I'm going to look for that.
You should. You should. Oh, Kevin Fry Adventures. My first backpacking trip was rim to rim at Grand Canyon. I hiked in 118 degree temperatures. His first backpacking trip was the canyon. Dude, like, what is there left now? Like, your backpacking experiences have to be boring compared to that, right?
I don't know, man. Sometimes the people you go with make it even more exciting than the terrain you're going on.
And speaking of that, Miyagi and Rob Pelton have great Grand Canyon videos. So does Jeremy from Midwest Backpacker. All three of them have great videos.
Yeah, that's Miyagi.
From the Grand Canyon.
Miyagi on the trail and Rob Pelton.
Yep, and Midwest Backpacker. All three. Great videos. Great videos. I give up on merch. We aren't getting it. That's great.
I'll give you some true transparency on the merch. So, like, we moved, which I've already complained about being super busy. And they changed my schedule at work, which is fine. I asked to teach different classes because I was teaching the same one all day. And it gets boring, you know, if you have to do the same thing over and over and over and over because you kind of forget. If you've ever done public speaking and you've done the same thing, like, three times in one day, like, the third time, you're like, did I say this yet? You know, but now I teach four different classes. So that takes up a lot of time. And then YouTube, November, I made
hey,
two.
Jeremiah, yeah. I have to stop you for a second.
Yes.
The promise was at 10,000 subs, which was last January.
Hey, that's true, man.
So you're dragging your feet, bro. Like, you can't use the last few months as the reason why you don't have merch. The merch should have been here like almost a year ago.
Hey, man, let me make excuses. You're supposed to back me up here.
I'll back you up on some things, but, man, I can't give you this one.
I've been
begging you for merch for 2 years now.
Here's what I got to do. I got to set a deadline. So,
yes, since tomorrow.
No, I'm thinking the end of January. The end of January, having at least one piece of merchandise out there. Even though you seem to think people will want it, I'm not convinced that people do. But if they do, I will enable them.
I'm going to say this. If you have it by the end of January, that means by our next live stream, the first week of February.
Uh-huh.
We are going to have Jeremiah Stringer merch.
You want to wear it on air?
I will wear it on air. I will hawk your gear for you. I will sell it for you on air. I will show it to the world.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
I think we're going to make this happen, dude. Everybody get excited because this is real. Like, I'm going to have to change the fake news because of this. That's the worst part. I'm going to have to change the fake news.
Cyber Monday.
Hey, somebody's actually all about that JK merch.
That's right.
I better get to work then because I made a promise now, so I've got to get on it. Okay, here we go. You can make a whole line of clothing called Hawker Trash wear.
I love it. Hawker Trash.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things like if it's something that's weird, people will ask about it. And then they're going to say, what is your shirt, dude? Like that Chicken Tramper shirt that I wear. They'd be like, what is that? And I'd be like, oh, that's a Chicken Tramper logo. And then they're always like, well, what's Chicken Tramper? That's weird. That's an odd name.
And then you get to talk about it.
Yeah. That's a good idea, Greg. You're a marketing genius.
Hawker Trash. It's coming. It's coming. Okay, so then I'm going to skip down a little bit. There's a lot of talk about poop, and you guys can read, so you guys can all find them. I found an actual question, which is good, because this is supposed to be a Q&A. But any winter trips planned?
Well, I am thinking that trip that I took over the weekend was pretty winter-ish. You know, like the high is 36 or 37, lows in the mid to low 20s. I think that was kind of a winter trip, but I told Jason there's a wilderness area near where I live, and I would love to go there during the snow. So I don't exactly have something planned, but I really want to do that. What about you?
Well, I just was in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago, and it snowed all over us. It wasn't like major snow, but it was definitely cold. And the night before, it was just cold rain, so we were all soaking wet. Like, my trail runners were, like, frozen solid the next morning when I got up. It got down into the 20s. But it was a lot of fun. I'll probably be in the gorge at least a couple times before spring hits. Mm-hmm. I want to get down. I'd like to go down to the Smokies sometime over the winter. Maybe do a couple nights down there. I'm just wintertime. I don't make big plans. Typically, I just kind of do like smaller trips.
Uh-huh.
Just because I just do that. I have no idea why I do that. I just do that. Like I did a couple years ago. I went to Wisconsin and hiked with a bunch of guys, like the Schill Brothers and Dan and Midwest Backpacker Rob Pelt and a bunch of those guys, and we had a good time. But I don't know if I'm really planning. I don't really have any plans. I was going to go to California in January. That kind of fell through. Still want to get out there some point, you know, in the next few months.
You know what? You know what? One of the main issues with the winter trips.
What's that?
The daylight. Like Jason and I went to Big South Fork. And it was a time change. So we got down there, and then all of a sudden it was 4:30 and dark. And I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, then you start a fire at dark, and then you're keeping a fire going for how many hours?
Like five.
And you need a big fire because it's 30 degrees out there. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, it's 8:30. It's been dark for 4 hours. I guess I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, like that's what it was for us down in or up in Pennsylvania. I got there probably right around 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about an hour to hike. It was like a couple miles, maybe a mile and a half. I think maybe it took me an hour to hike in, if that. Got to camp, got my stuff set up, came over and hung out, and like 30 minutes later, it was dark. And at one point, we were like, what time is it? Because we thought we'd been staying on there forever. And somebody goes, it's 7. What the? So yeah, and it's hard because if you're gonna do a Friday, you want to be closer. Uh-huh. You've got to be closer to home unless you take off work, because you're not going to get to the trailhead early enough before dark, and you're gonna be hiking in the dark.
Yeah, if you have to work and drive there, it's pretty much gonna be dark by the time you get there.
Yeah, if you're trying to do like a Friday through Sunday, it's really hard to pull off.
Yeah,
so just makes it a little harder. Ben McMillan just read the ticker. With the last thing we talked about was how Hilltop Packs is shutting down. Blind Hiker. Yes, sir. Carter Cuck, Kentucky, born and raised. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So we probably lived near each other at one point.
Hey, go Cats, the Blind Hiker. They're playing right now.
Do you ever wait until you get back to work to take a big poop so you don't clog your own toilet? No. I've never thought of that before.
I don't. I like to use the toilet at home. I want to install heated seats and a temperature regulated bidet on at least one toilet in the house.
You're getting a temperature rated bidet?
Temperature regulated. So like
regulated.
Yeah.
So you'll have it at a steady temperature at all times.
I don't know what the perfect temperature. It's whatever temperature the skin is in that area that it's cleaning. I think that would be the temperature of the water that you would need. Or maybe like half a degree warmer.
If you made it like between 90 and 100 degrees, that would feel real nice.
I want to say probably like 99.5 degrees.
You don't want to go above 100 too much, because then you got a chance of scalding the old anal area, and that's not a good thing.
No, but...
Everybody wants to do that.
You think like a hot tub is 104, even though, you know, you're not getting all the bits in the hot tub, you know, not to get too graphic, but.
That sounded awful.
I'm just saying, I like the hot tub at 103.
I was going to say, I like 104, so yeah.
So I think if you bump it down to like 99, 99 and a half, that could be the perfect temp.
I think you're probably right about that, man. Okay, Ben has an idea for us.
Okay.
Oh, that's not Ben. Hold up. Where'd he go? He was just here a second ago. There he is. New reality show. Hear me out. Jeremiah and John, Sticker Divas.
The Sticker Divas.
Dude, we could be on TLC.
Yeah. Maybe even make it to MTV.
Maybe.
Don't have to have talent. You just got to have drama.
Yeah, no joke. Okay, it says let me go trademark that. Craig Morton wants to get to it before we do. Now don't be taking that from us, Greg. It's expensive to put on a podcast, bro. Like, Don't be taking that money from us.
Got to pay the bills around here.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. Don't be like that. Seriously, Jeremiah, teachers don't have enough deadlines.
Hey, you do. You do. But I can't talk trash about the teaching. I mean, the vacation time. Whoo, that's a lot of backpacking that you can do, you know?
That's true, man. That's true. Let's see. Let me go trademark that. We got what? No, California.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm getting there eventually. I got several people I know out there now I want to go hike with. Hike faster in the winter. Yes and no. If you hike too fast, you sweat and then you're miserable the rest of the time.
Yeah. So hike faster in the winter. That could be an option. I mean, you did say yeah. It took you an hour to walk a mile and a half.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you're walking through, and it's Rocksylvania. Like, I know, I now have some understanding as to why. Even their basic trails are just rocks. So,
yeah,
you can't really walk all that fast. You're going to twist your ankle.
Yeah, I still got to get some Pennsylvania experience myself.
Yeah, we'll have to go up there and meet up with Ben sometime. That was good stuff. Let's see, Humboldt County, Cali is supreme. Was there 20 years ago. Lots of fun. Nice. Up Trails On. What's up, Bob? Good to see you on here.
Isn't Humboldt County the county the Netflix show is about, Murder Mountain? I'm pretty sure that's Humboldt County.
I don't know. If anybody knows, put that on here. We'd love to know that. That'd be great to find out. That's a job for a laser thermometer.
You're talking about checking the old temp.
Yeah. Taint a good thin, LOL. Oh my gosh.
That's so funny, Doc.
Doc. See, Ben McMillan, you're too old for MTV. Yes, we are too old for MTV, man.
I remember when MTV was only videos. Maybe not exclusively videos.
That's
when
I saw about our show.
Oh, we are
too old to be on MTV.
No, come on, man. Snooki's older than me and she's still on there.
Yeah, but do you really want to be like compared to Snooki? Like
only in age. That's it.
I think we're the same age, which is the funny part. Let's see. Greg Morton Outdoors. Any backpacking trips planned for next year? Sort of. I'm not saying anything, but there's some plans that I'm working on. What about you, man?
I don't have any dates nailed down. Well, I take that back. I don't want to say anything either. I do have like one trip that I have some dates for, but I literally have no idea where I'm going or where I'm flying from. It's very loosey-goosey. All I have are the dates. But other than that, yeah, what I'm going to try to do is visit some different parts. If my wife and I can't do the Camino this summer and we have to wait till next summer, which I would assume is going to be what's going to happen, especially with all the variants. You never know what you're going to get. So
all the variants.
Yeah. So probably keep it domestic for at least another year, depending on what the travel restrictions are. But I like to pack it full during the summer, especially end of May, early June. So,
well, yeah, you don't have to work.
Exactly. So I'm hoping
I can have to work. I'd be doing it a ton.
Oh, definitely, man. There were some, I was going like three times every 2 weeks. It was glorious.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So I do have one trip planned that I don't have a date for, but it's going to happen in the spring when it gets a little warmer. My little girl turns 5 in February, and we're going to take her on her first overnight backpacking trip.
Oh,
so I'm excited about that. That's going to be a good time.
Y'all got a babysitter for your son?
My wife's not coming with me. She's watching my son. Like she has no desire to go out on that trip. That's me and my daughter, just the two of us. And she loves camping with me. We've camped several times, and she's hiked with me several times, but we've never backpacked together. So this will be our first chance to actually backpack together, which I'm real excited about that. It's going to be fun to get her out there.
You got to remember those tips that Bryce gave about the backpacking with kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Him and Devin from Backcountry Exposure.
Yeah, both parents taking their kids, that's a whole different dynamic.
Whole different dynamic, man. I told my little boy, he's not potty trained yet. And I've told him, I said, if you can't poop in a potty, you're not going in a tent with me because I'm not having dirty diapers in a tent.
That's good motivation for him.
So he knows if he wants to go on a backpacking trip, that's going to have to happen. I hate changing diapers, bro. Can I just be honest for just one real quick second? I hate diapers. I think they're awful. It's the worst thing ever. It's the only thing about being a parent that is just misery, pure blown misery, is having to change diapers.
Nobody likes them. Not even the kids like them.
Speaking of poop hammocks, is the poop hammock good to use during the winter?
I used it at Land Between the Lakes. And the temperatures were like 17 degrees, 22 degrees, somewhere around there. And
it's actually more insulation than if you just poop normal, isn't it?
Exactly what I was going to say. If you think about it, there's only one exposed area, and it's that cutout hole in the poop hammock. The rest of it, it's like you're still wearing clothes.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, when I went to Pictured Rocks this past spring, they had privies that just sat out in the middle of a field with no walls. And they were great, and it was nice when it was like 40, 50 degrees, not so bad. But I couldn't imagine if it was freezing cold sitting on one of those, like in the teens or the 20s.
That'd be tough, yeah, man.
I'm good.
That'd be quick. Quick poop.
Ben says we're too old for a VH1.
Could be, man.
Let's see. Jimmy J. Bought a tent for car winter camping that is 10 pounds. Sleeping setup is about 7 more pounds. Far from ultralight, but that's going to work for 5 to 7 mile day hike.
I don't know if that's going to work for a 5 to 7 mile day. Oh, yeah, day hike for sure. Because you're not taking it with you, right?
Yeah, if you're just doing like a base camp or something.
Oh, definitely, man. That's heavy, though.
It's heavy, but I mean, if you got two people staying in it, a tent's that heavy, there's a good chance that that's for more than one person. Yeah, and if you can split it between two people, a 5-pound tent really isn't that big of a deal for four-season tent.
Oh.
Four-season tents are heavy, so.
Oh, I thought it was 17 pounds.
No.
Yeah, seven more pounds. Yeah, well, that's not the tent, though.
The sleeping setup would be like the quilts or back or sleeping bags and pads and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it really doesn't matter how much stuff weighs. Like, if that's the gear that you have, you can always take it out there. But
it also depends on the backpack. Some backpacks just handle weight better. So
and how
sometimes
cold,
base weight gets a little too overrated.
Yeah, and how cold it's going to be. Like, 7 pounds for the sleep setup, I guarantee you. Well, I can't guarantee. But I bet, if I was a betting man, I bet that that would keep you really warm. Really
warm.
Yeah,
absolutely, because that's my spring, my three-season 20-degree is way lighter than my zero-degree wintertime quilt, 100%. So, hey, Karen's on here. Karen, we've missed you because you weren't on here to Google fact-check us this week.
But her and Mark have something about
Humboldt County. Yeah, Murder Mountain takes place on Humboldt County. Don't let that keep you away.
It's keeping me away. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man. All things outdoors, I'd pick diapers over wag bags. I don't know, man. Somebody else's poop, I don't want to deal with it. If it's my own poop, I'd rather deal with my own poop than someone else's poop.
We carry around the dog wag bags, though.
Yeah. I'd rather carry around mine than a dog's.
Not me, man. I would rather carry my dog's poop for a day than I would my own.
Why?
Because it's so much smaller.
Depends on the dog, man.
I explicitly said my dog. I don't know about some of these 120-pound dogs.
That's what I'm saying. You know, my buddy Josh, we might be having him on the live stream next spring, but he's got this big bulldog, dude. I don't even want to know what that dog's poop looks like.
Oh, I guarantee it's got the worst farts in the world.
It does. Oh, that is true. I've been around for that. We watch football games at his house.
Uh-huh.
That dog is horrible. Horrible. Backpacking bucket, I used to dry heave changing diapers. Yeah, dude.
I could see Tim.
Yeah, dude. It's awful. It's awful. Let's see. Humboldt County is known for their wacky tobacco farms. Mary Jane, the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, that's what Murder Mountain's all about, is, you know, Mary Jane and the whole Humboldt County situation out there.
Dang. Okay, and All Things Outdoors says his dog Duke is 130 pounds. Nope.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's huge.
Yep. And here's a doc says it's kind of hard to dig a cat hole in the winter in New England. I believe that, man. You probably need to bring like a jackhammer with you or something. I've been picking sites with privies for the last couple times I went in the winter. And that's something too, like for winter backpacking, man, I'd rather go someplace that has privies for that reason.
Yeah.
Because it is hard to dig a cat hole in frozen ground.
Dude, Oil Creek, that was where it was. They had shelters with fireplaces and firewood and the bathrooms. I mean, that's a good spot. You just have to reserve it.
Is that in West Virginia?
No, it's in Pennsylvania.
So you've done Pennsylvania hiking?
Well, I mean, it's only like a mile or so in, and yeah, know, there was snow, and you know, wasn't.
You just got to go sled riding.
Oh yeah, well, we definitely hit the sleds, but it wasn't true Pennsylvania experience for hiking. You know, stereotypical hiking.
I got you. See, he said it's a 4-person tent with 2 large vestibules bought for winter camping without the intent of hiking, week-long hunting. It will be a family tent as well. Hiking will be late spring, summer. Okay. That's split it between a couple people. There's 3 of you, split it between 3 people.
Yeah, that's sick, man. I'm excited for you to get out there and use it.
Well, I don't know if you can see. You can't see. We got all of our Christmas decorations out. I'm in my garage, so like, all of our Christmas decorations are sitting right beside me. And so it's just boxes of stuff over here. But I've got an 8-person tent that I use for family hikes and stuff. And dude, that thing is massive. You can stand up inside of it, walk around the vestibule in the front.
Uh-huh.
You can just sit out there with chairs and hang out while other people are inside the tent. It's awesome.
I love a tent I can stand up in. At 6'2", 6'3".
Man, yeah, it's 80 inches.
Yeah, oh.
The ceiling is 80 inches.
I definitely fit in there, man.
Yeah. Well, here's what we'll have to do. We'll have to do like a car camping trip sometime.
Let's take the wives.
And we'll just take that tent, and we'll just all use that one tent.
No, I'm going to use a different
Not with tent. Your wife. Not with your wife, though.
Oh, that'd just be weird. The 2 of us?
Yeah, or Jason could come. You could fit 3 people in there, and we'd never touch each other.
I was going to say, there's a 0% chance he would stay in there.
I know, but if we could convince him to do it.
Yeah, maybe if we could put a heater.
He'd hang out in the vestibule.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude, it's awesome. It's awesome. Let's see. Very true, Karen. I had some nice fires under the redwoods and then the beaches, too. Ordered a new 2-person marmot tent for us for Black Friday. It's a little heavier for a small tent, but we want to give a tent another try. Oh, yeah. Uptrail, he's a hammock guy.
Marmot makes great stuff. They do. I got several things of theirs. My favorite is my puffy. I have a synthetic puffy, and it is so warm. Got it a size larger than I normally get. That way, I was like, man, this is heavy. If I take it in the winter, I can really layer with it.
Yeah. Joel Koss says, Kaiser requires a double bag, 95-pound dog.
Oh, man.
A double bag, dude.
Sounds like David Gray.
Double bag. Armand says we need to hike the Laurel Highlands hiking trail. I was going to do that this year, actually. That was my plan for a few weeks ago. And my son is in the phase of the terrible 3. And I love being married. And if I left my wife at home with him for a week by herself, I might not be at the end of it. So I just decided we'll hold that off for a year. But the Laurel Highlands trail is actually... It's like a 70-mile. I think it's 70 miles for the trail.
Uh-huh.
You can hike in a week. But that's one of the trails I really do want to do. I really want to make it happen. Ben says he's up for it. He said, let's do it.
Do it.
Dude, I'd do that with you, Ben. I'd be all about that. Let's see what else we got here. I try to avoid pooping on the trail. The only time I do is after I eat kielbasas that have been sitting in my backpack for a few days.
That's probably mandatory evacuation at that point. That's
exactly what it is.
That's funny.
Let's see what else we got here. Looks like we're going to start wrapping some things up. It is 70 miles for the LH for Laurel Highlands. I call them the Peach Ninja. The Pizza Ninja, hopefully we'll be back in the summer in the Adirondacks. Mark Cummings says, the Merck Forest in Vermont, cabins, privies, lean-tos, Adirondacks of New York, lean-tos, privies, pooping, no problem, just cold.
Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect spot, Merck Forest.
Yeah, and then Greg Morton says, we need to come out to Colorado and do the Collegiate Peaks Loop. I'd be down for that too, man.
It all
I'd be totally
fun.
Down for that. So, Well, buddy, we got to get off of here. You got to get to sleep. You got to teach tomorrow.
I got to go to sleep.
You got to go to sleep. Yeah, I got to go, guys. I got to get out of here soon. You guys need to leave my house right now.
Sorry. Y'all got to leave. You don't have to go home. You just can't stay here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, man, it's been a good night. This is our last live stream of 2021. Podcast will still be going on through the rest of the year and through January. Our first live stream back will be the first week of February, first Monday night. So we will be post post Super Bowl. So we won't be competing with Monday Night Football anymore.
Yeah. I guess it'd be right after Super Bowl, right? Isn't that like the first Monday or something in February?
I think so. I think we're right after the Super Bowl. So the NFL is going to be glad that we waited, because now the ratings are going to go back up for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they've been taking a dip. They've been taking a dip through the regular season, but, you know, we're going to give them a little grace.
Yeah, we'll give them a break for a month. So anyways, with that said, thanks for tuning in, guys. And ladies, we'll be looking forward to talking to you all in February at the next live stream. Have a good one.
Yeah, adios.